4, HKX, mobile.
Is that LK, mobile? Hello, Patrick.
Shane, hope you got you some rest today.
I think I did. I slept for a little while, so I feel good right now. It's supposed to be cold in the morning. They're changing that. At least down in Atlanta, it's going to be, the wind's picking up about 2 o'clock, it looks like. I'll still be down there or getting ready to come back. And the temperature is going to drop about that time.
I think it's going to be cold all day tomorrow.
My nice warm bed all day tomorrow, so we'll see. Are you done for the day?
I am making the trip home. I'm sitting here all waiting for you to get ready to turn on Locust Hill now.
Traffic out there today?
Bad. Seems like it's a little lighter than normal.
Hopefully it'll stay that way down Locust Hill.
That is the concern. But I'm a little early, so maybe it will.
Years and they might decide it's time to widen that road.
One subdivision being built, another proposed subdivision, and I think one more or two supposed subdivisions that are doing zoning and hearing zone.
Getting at how much it's filling up, and that's a lot of tax base, and yet they don't seem to do anything with the roads.
I mean, that's going to add a lot of traffic to this road that's already overloaded.
If we're in a wedding over the last weekend, that was held at that new wedding venue there. This is the old schoolhouse. There on the left as you're going out towards getting close to 25.
What are you talking about?
It was a little pricey, but all of those wedding venues are pricey.
Point at it. I don't see what's wrong with getting married in a church other than most of, or I won't say, how do you say this diplomatically? Some of the preachers have an issue with some of the marriages.
That are just basic steel building structures now, wide open, that just kind of look very industrialized. And then a lot of the other churches, if you're not a member of there, they won't let you use their facility.
For that, we've had some issues at the church I go to with friends of members or family members of members coming in and tearing stuff up and not cleaning up after themselves.
Today's world, you got to be careful, but I don't know. I know what you're saying, but then again, like I was saying, there's so many churches out there now, and so many of them are just, they either meet in a strip mall, or they've taken over a strip mall building, or they've built a big metal structure that just has no personality to it.
There's a few of those up around the house, but not too many. Most of them are still brick or old church houses, so there's still quite a bit of that around there.
Have a good day.
A lot of people already left for Christmas vacation. A couple shops already closed, and so I knew it coming in. That's not a big deal.
Going to stay home tomorrow and start on inventory, and that's what you're doing next week, right? Side counter that you got hooked to your belt, and you'll just go through the items and run the numbers with one of your spare hands.
How did I do that?
Yes.
Try the barcode scanner this year for as much of it as I can, as long as it's got a barcode on it. And it reads like it's supposed to.
Big scanners that goes all around your truck, and anytime anything goes off or anytime anything comes in, it gets scanned.
Nice, but I don't have the UPS funds to do that.
It's fun, though, I guess. I know it's something you got to do, but I sure wouldn't look forward to it.
It really does. But the last, about a month and a half, I don't reorder unless it's something that's going out next week or that, and I've just trained my guys for that. That way it's less for me to count and makes my life a little easier, so. And that has helped quite a bit.
Okay, I'm sure there's all kinds of little things like that you could do to help out, and that sounds like a good idea. Lessen the amount of inventory that you're going to have at the time you need to do it.
KO4HKX, and I found other things that speed things up. Sockets, that kind of stuff. They all have the same number prefix, like quarter inch is A, 3/8 drive is B, half inch drive is C, and so forth. So I have all that stuff divided out by those first letters so that you're not flipping through the pages and around hunting it. You can, it's all right there within one or two pages and you're done.
Got some things figured out like that, shortcuts, that's good. Or not necessarily shortcuts, just things that make it go smoother. Well, I don't envy you. Good luck with that. I'd help you if I could, but I certainly don't envy it. Anyway, you're gonna take off for the weekend, though, right?
Oh, yeah. If everything goes smooth, I'm going to try to take a day or two here next week and just me and the wife try to get away for a little while, even if it's just for a day trip or something. I haven't taken any time off this year, so I think I'm going to try to at least get one or two days in.
But you need to do that. I hope you're able to. Yeah, you need to enjoy that, and I'm sure she's wanting to do some of that, too.
For her, it's, I don't know. I have a hard time if she wants to go or not.
Be able to read her mind there, Patrick.
After almost 30 years, I would be able to, but I still haven't mastered that one.
Any man can, really, no matter how long it's been.
It's the same thing about us. That's why we're different.
Sure. But, of course, we're a lot more simple-minded. Not stupid, just not a lot. We're kind of one-track mind kind of people. Most of us are. Most of the male population. One thing at a time. Focus on that, get that done, and move on to the next one.
Too much. You can't do too many things at one time, that's for sure. In, or are you already in your truck?
In. Just left about 20 minutes ago. Feel like I'm behind, but I think I'll be all right, depending on traffic.
I've made it. I'm already up here at Sandy Flats. There was no traffic on 290.
K4RM Mobile.
4RM, N4ZLK. Merry Christmas.
Hey, Fred. KO4HKX.
And Patrick and Shane, hope y'all both are doing well. Merry Christmas to each of you. Just turned the radio on in the vehicle and heard you guys chatting. Thought I'd say hello.
Dad, I'm glad you jumped in. It's good to hear you today. Are you leaving work, or have you taken some time off from work?
At the office, and I'm off until next Wednesday, so... Yep, I'm trying to wrap up a few Christmas things. Over.
I was able to do my shopping a little early. I remember times I'd get up on Christmas Eve when we used to work a little. Christmas Eve would be like a half a day. It isn't anymore. It's a full day if it's not a weekend. And I remember trying to run by the mall or something afterwards to pick up a couple things. That was awful. Go ahead, Patrick.
Phone call. But no, I don't have to go by the mall. I just got to stop at Home Depot and pick up an item, so that shouldn't be too bad. But you headed into work. Is this your last night to work for a while?
Oh, sorry. I got to work Friday night. We actually, they're actually delivering Saturday, Christmas Eve. So I work tonight and tomorrow night, and then I do have Monday night off. Sunday and Monday night off. We're closed Monday since Christmas falls on Sunday.
At least you get a little break there. I'm sure the package volume's heavy this time of year.
Definitely. But one thing that I didn't realize years ago, I was talking to a guy that did what I'm doing now, and I asked him how his Christmas, you know, we call it peak season. I said, how's it going? He said, what do you mean, how's it going? I pull two trailers. And that's kind of what I'm doing. It doesn't really matter. I pull two trailers pretty much everywhere I go, and they're generally full, but, you know, I can't pull any more than the two I normally pull, so there's just more of them. They have to have more drivers bringing them in.
Sense. Makes a whole lot of sense. Let's see if Patrick's back. Go ahead, Patrick.
For a while. Are you going to spend Christmas down here or up on the mountain?
Spend it here. We haven't started doing it on the mountain. We probably will when we get close to moving up there, but I'll probably have to run up there sometime over the weekend and make sure everything's okay, because it's supposed to get really, really cold, I think, down in the single digits up there tomorrow night.
Well, they're calling. I was looking where I live in Cleveland. They're not really calling for wind, so maybe you won't get it either.
If we didn't, but, you know, you never know about mountain weather. You can get pretty much anything anytime.
And anytime we get high winds, there's a tree that falls down somewhere. It doesn't even have to be close to the house, but it can knock the power out for a while.
It's one, and it can affect a whole lot of people.
Blue Ridge Electric, though, they are on the ball. They will be out there. I don't know if their area is not as big, but anytime we've had power outages up in my area, they get the power on very quickly. I don't know if they start out that way and then work their way back in or not, but we seem to have power back on before other areas do.
Yeah, we've up there where we are, we got Haywood Electric Membership Corporation, HEMC. They've been pretty good. Years ago, I'd say, you know, 30, 40 years ago up there, it used to be if your power went out, it'd be a while before it came back on, but they've gotten a lot better, a lot quicker in more recent years.
Those guys, because it doesn't matter what time of year or what holiday it is, if there's bad weather, they got to go out. So I really appreciate them.
They earn their money when it's bad weather. I mean, they earn it big time.
Patrick there. I hope he's all right. Well, good. I hope you and your family have a Merry Christmas, Brad. You got anybody coming in, or is it just going to be you and your wife and son, or you got more people?
A nephew will be coming, and my son's girlfriend, so we'll have a couple of guests. But Mary always cooks up a big meal, so we'll have a good time and be well fed.
I think all the kids are going to make it. Our oldest son, he and his wife just had the baby early morning this morning. We went by and saw our new little granddaughter, and so we're pretty sure they're going to swing by. They probably won't stay as long as they were going to. They live local, Travelers Rest. But everybody else will be there on Christmas Day, and a couple of them might be spending the night coming down Christmas Eve and spending the night. So we always enjoy that.
Congratulations on the new granddaughter. That's always a good thing. Well, I just pulled up at Home Depot, Shane. I got to run in and pick up an item or two. It's good to hear you. And say hello to Patrick if he gets back in here for me. You have a great Christmas, and we'll talk later. N4ZLK, K4RM Mobile.
Hey, and Merry Christmas again, and have a great day. Thanks for the call. N4ZLK.